Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to our final hour. Paul and Jordana follow us. Representative Pat Garofalo is good enough to join us from the Farmington area, Republican, and Pat is on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. We're going to talk once again sports gambling in our state and why so much is happening around the country, and outside of the representative, pretty much nothing is happening in this state. With a famous ruling by the Supreme Court, when New Jersey, I think initially led by Chris Christie, Phil Murphy was the governor when it finally was approved by the Supreme Court, when New Jersey was saying, come on, we and other states should be allowed to gamble. Supreme Court affirmed that. Since then, to certain levels, 25 states and the District of Columbia are now allowing sports gambling. The representative has tried this before. It seemingly goes nowhere. It's head-shaking to a lot of us. And so let's talk about it again. I'm glad you're doing this. I think it should happen. Why, as much as you're trying, Pat, why are you getting so little support?
Well, first, thanks for having me on your show and doing lead-in music of the Foo Fighters. Really, it doesn't get much better than that. So
no,
thanks for doing that, Chad.
It's not. Yes. I would love tonight to go to a Foo Fighters concert with about 50,000 people if we all were in a different position. Hopefully that's soon.
Yeah, hopefully. But thanks for having me on. Quick answer to your question is really that gaming issues in general, any sort of change in gambling is going to be provocative and require some level of oversight, which I can totally understand. That being said, it has been a couple of years now, and you would think that we'd be in a position to be able to do something. There is bipartisan support for legalizing sports gambling. Senator Carla Bingham of the Cottage Grove area is authoring a version of the bill in the Senate. She's a DFLer, and there are Republicans and DFLers who are in favor of it. That being said, we've just been unable to get the ball rolling, move the ball down the field, whatever sports analogy you want to use. And given the fact that we have Iowa to our south where it's legalized, the majority of states have now legalized it. It is pretty frustrating. And to the average Minnesotan, they look at this and just say, you know, of all the serious problems out there that require a lot of confrontation and conflict, why can't you just do something easy like this that has such broad support? And I really you have to ask those who are opposed to it to understand that.
Yep. Approximately how many individuals in the House and Senate have come out in favor?
I guess I have a difficult time separating my private conversations versus public statements, but I would, you know, I'd say well over 50. There's 134 members of the House. There are 67 members of the Senate. So well over a quarter have come out in favor of it. But I'm sure that it's really the substance of the issue that is that matters. I think that new legislators are very reluctant to brace onto these issues that they perceive as being provocative. And you have this coalition of, you know, on the right, you've got anti-gambling advocates who, you know, think that this is going to be another form of addictive gambling, ignoring the fact that sports gambling is one of the least addictive forms of gambling because it's such a, when you bet on it, it takes so long to resolve it. And then you have those who more on the left are not going to support any changes in gaming unless the existing tribal entities are in favor of it. And, you know, I don't want to speak on behalf of the tribal entities. They can state their position better than I can. But I think it's fair to say that they have a real concern about seeing gambling leaving the borders of the tribal reservations, and that their concerns are centered not as much around legalizing sports gambling as much as if sports gambling was legalized, that would be a gateway drug to allowing gambling to take place off of tribal reservations. And I think that's an issue that I tried to resolve by only allowing it for in-person betting at casinos, and that was not enough to address their concerns.
I just was going to make that point. Have they moved in any way, right? Because others have talked about, I mean, this has been debated before even the Supreme Court about, you know, a major casino in downtown Minneapolis or, you know, working right at Canterbury. But what is there any wiggle room, do you think, from the casinos and from the tribes? And then do we know? I mean, do we know if a few of the tribes are inclined to do this but others are not? How is that playing out so far?
Well, I mean, in fairness to any business entity out there, including tribal casinos, the COVID situation, right? So, you know, the casinos across the state were closed earlier this year. You have cleaning protocols that are adding extra expenses. You have fewer customers going out there. So you can understand why this may not be at the top of their pile in terms of issues. Likewise, we're seeing a transformation in gambling across the country where the next generation just isn't as interested in going to casinos as the older generations are. And demographically, we're seeing declines in those issues. So I think those are pressing concerns for their industry. But in terms of the issue of sports gambling and what it means, we have not received any indication, I have not received any indication from any tribal casino, any individual tribe, that they're willing to even have a pilot project or experiment with sports gambling. And the reasons behind that, beyond the ones I mentioned, you'd really have to ask them to get their thoughts and opinions on it. A part of this, I think, comes from political leadership. And if you listen to, you know, Governor Walz as well as the legislative leaders, this is just not something that they are expressing any interest in. And it's really going to take citizens, it's going to take legislators rising up and creating a noise to demand the ability to do what we can do down in Iowa right now.
State Rep. Pat Garofalo is with us from Farmington on his continued pursuit of trying to have sports gambling as an availability. So instead of you calling a bookie, and instead of the black market, which is still out there, you would have an opportunity to do this with the state and with the tribes. Have you considered just saying, I'm not going to work with the tribes? I'm not getting any traction that way, so why should I waste my time that way?
No, because, you know, it's important, you know, and I sound like an old-time legislator now, but, like, you know, one of the things my experience has taught me is, remember, there was the proposal before to have the Racino out at Canterbury Park, which would have allowed slot machines there. And that was a very, you know, provocative, controversial, a lot of conflict was perceived as being divisive. And it just really did not, it's not helpful to the process. There's enough things that we fight about already. We don't need, in this polarized environment where it seems like extremism is given new fuel every day, we don't need another issue to pile onto that. And just realistically, it's not going to happen. Those who are involved in gaming right now, whether it's tribal entities, you know, the Department of Revenue in terms of a tax, how the taxes are set up, it's just not going to happen without that sort of consensus and buy-in. No one's going to be jamming this down anyone's throat. And I have no interest in reopening those conflicts that, you know, happened 10 years ago.
So we're going to have an election year in 22. Does that mean the 22 is off the table, and if anything's going to happen the next couple of years, it has to happen this year?
You know, I don't think this is the kind of issue that's really going to be impacted by elections. I mean, I think a very valid comparison is the Sunday liquor sales issue. You can remember for, you know, years, people were like, why can't I just go buy beer on a Sunday or go buy some wine? And nothing happened. And then enough people contacted their legislators, called them, emailed them, and said, this is ridiculous. I'm sick of having to drive across the border if I forget to, you know, buy liquor on Saturday. Enough people contacted their legislators that it just kind of like a dam breaking, right? And I suspect that's going to be the same thing with sports gambling, is that enough states will have done it. Enough people will be going to Iowa to do it, or they're just going to go on their phone and, you know, bet with a sports book that's offshore, a Caribbean sports book, that it's just going to get to the point where it's almost laughable and people will say, enough's enough, let's do this. I would love to tell your listeners that we're at that moment right now and that I expect a wave of people are going to contact their legislators. But until the public gets more engaged and is contacting their legislators, I'm not really sure, you know. I mean, I'm going to keep fighting and I'm going to keep trying. It makes no sense to send, you know, our consumers offshore where they have no consumer protections. It makes no sense to drive people down to Iowa to bet on sports, and they could do it right here. I was joking with one of my Democrat colleagues that maybe with their focus on climate change and global warming, I could make the case that, hey, we're going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by not having people drive to Iowa so much. But I don't, I'm not really sure that's going to work with them.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of traction, but I like the various attempts. Thank you, sir. We'll stay in touch. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we just got to keep on fighting. Thanks for having me on, Jen.
Absolutely. Rep Pat Garofalo, Republican Farmington, on gambling. I get that we can have a downside to gambling. We can have a downside to drinking. We can have a downside to smoking. And it's not like the only argument is, well, if people can do it, we should do it. I am very libertarian in these areas, along with allowing people to seek help when and if they need it. It isn't going to solve all of our fiscal issues. It is just something that is an availability that people enjoy, where adults, in my opinion, should be allowed to do it under regulation. We try to shut doors on activities. We try, in some ways, to be too puritanical, and then we try to work with or work around the casinos and the tribes, and they're going to play a part. This should happen. We can be adults. We can make this happen. I'm just not optimistic we're close at all, in my view.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.